Hello, and welcome to Connecting You to You Radio, where we tune in to receive the messages of health and well-being that are being broadcast from the soul. I'm your host, Lisa Warner, author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing. I show you how to heal your body naturally by combining your body's innate intelligence with the wisdom of your own soul, so that you can break through the mental programming of limiting beliefs that cause disease and make healing your body and changing your life simple. Welcome. Welcome to another Lunch with Lisa. I'm Lisa Warner. I am the author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing, which is now in its 10th anniversary edition. Today, I thought we would talk about why it is so incredibly difficult to be healthy these days. It's very difficult to be healthy in an unhealthy, toxic environment. If you're a fish and you are swimming in a river that is polluted with chemicals and it's no longer a healthy river, it's pretty darn difficult to be a healthy fish in a polluted river. Well, we live in a very toxic environment. Humanity has created an incredibly toxic environment. We have news that is toxic. We have industrial waste that is toxic. We have all kinds of things that are toxic to our health. Chemicals that are sprayed on foods, crops. We have, you know, chemicals that are added to living waters that actually just kill the waters. We are, you know, if you put enough pollutants into a river, the river dies. A fresh, clean river is filled with living water. The water is actually alive. But most of us don't have access to living water anymore. We don't have access to clean air since they keep spraying pollutants from jets all day, every day, all over this planet. There's really it's virtually impossible to find actual clean air anymore. When we turn on the TV, the news, the movies, songs, so much negative, toxic, polluting ideas, energies. This world, we have created a toxic world. And it's incredibly difficult to be healthy in a toxic world. If we're not aware that the world around us is toxic, if we think that, oh, it's just, this is just normal, this is just the way it is, then we keep adding to the toxicity. We keep adding to the wars. We keep adding to the pollution. We keep adding to the problems rather than solving the problems and healing. You know, we walk into a grocery store. There's a little tiny section of the grocery store that says organic. Do you know what all the rest of the stuff is? Toxic. People don't understand. Like, a lot of people do not understand the degree
of distortion and toxicity that's occurring. It's very difficult to distance ourselves from the toxicity and keep ourselves healthy if we don't realize the amount of toxicity that's going on. If we don't understand what is toxic and what is not, then we can't not participate in the toxic stuff, right? We end up participating in the toxicity rather than avoiding the toxicity. So if we don't understand that organic is the divine design, like God created vegetables and plants and fruits and all of the things that grow naturally out of the ground. But now things are grown in laboratories. Things have been genetically modified. Okay, to modify something that was created by God is to bastardize the thing that was created by God, right? You cannot improve upon perfection by genetically modifying it. And then we eat these things that have been modified, and we think that they're healthy for us, but our bodies don't even recognize the modified things as real nutrition. Most of the things don't even have nutritional value anymore. Our soils are so depleted that the crops that are grown have very little nutrition left in them. You know, to be healthy in this world today means to be awake. Literally, the people who are awake, who see what's going on, have the ability to navigate around the toxic stuff. We can withdraw our energy from that which is toxic. And we can quite easily keep ourselves healthy. But if we're not aware of all of the things that are being generated that are anti-life, anti-health, and we just assume that if it's on the grocery store shelves, it must be good for us. If it's being sold on as fast food, it must be good for us. Fast food, it's convenient. That's why it's so great. But it's not so great in the long run. If we don't understand what is happening on the bigger picture, it is incredibly difficult to keep ourselves healthy. Because happiness and health go together. If we just continue to participate in all of the drama and trauma that's going on out in the world, if we keep watching the news, oh my God, right? Those oh my God things are what cause shocks to our system. And every time we get a shock to our system, literally an electrical charge runs through our body. And those electrical charges that run through our bodies dictate our health. Because every time there's some foreign charge being run through our bodies, the body has to protect itself from that foreign charge. Organically, we are connected, hardwired directly into God, directly into Source, divine intelligence, the divine design. And that divine design is beauty and love and harmony. This planet was created as one huge ecosystem where every life is interconnected with every other life. And when all life is working together as one, respecting each life, respecting each other, connecting to each other, connecting to the trees, the animals, the plants, the waters, the air. When we are living in harmony with the world around us, we thrive. And health is just natural. It's just the way it is. But the world, the artificial world that has been created around us, this artificial society where it has all the rules and the regulations and you got to do this and you got to do that and you got to go earn a living, got to go figure it out, get a paycheck, find a job. All of the things that cause stress. These are all the charges that get run through our physical systems. Our natural flow of energy shuts down. Our chakra system starts to close off. And when our chakra system starts to close off, the energy doesn't flow. And when the energy doesn't flow through the body, guess what happens? Yeah, we get sick. We start to suffer. We start to literally die inside because we're starving, because the energy isn't flowing. We have to start looking around and really waking ourselves up so that we can stop participating in the false matrix, so we can stop participating in all of the things that send these negative anti-life charges through our bodies, that start depleting our life force energy. We're meant to thrive. We're meant to actually live glorious lives on this planet. But it's extremely difficult to live a glorious life when you're participating in a toxic environment. Now is the time to start to awaken. We're being made sick. There's nothing wrong with our bodies. But our bodies are responding to every single negative anti-life charge that's being run through our bodies, that's being stored in our bodies. And if we don't understand how to start clearing out the energy and opening that flow of energy again, withdrawing from the charges that are detrimental to our health, withdrawing from the anti-life pulse matrix, we are inadvertently participating in our own demise. Health is actually simple. It's natural. It's organic. And it happens when we live a healthy lifestyle, when we eat healthy foods, when we drink living waters, when we breathe fresh air, when we don't participate in trauma and drama around us, when we're participating with life, not with the false matrix. Our bodies are not the problem. The world around us needs to be cleaned up. We need to start seeing what's actually happening, because we're like the fish swimming in the waters around us. The waters around us are very, very murky. And if we continue to participate in the murk, then we're not going to be healthy. We have to extract ourselves from the murky waters and create for ourselves our own beautiful lakes of living water, where we can live in our own creations. We don't have to participate in all the noise and confusion of the false matrix. We can withdraw our energy from the false matrix and plug back into the living, organic, divine design matrix and start living in harmony with God and all of creation that's not in the false matrix. The plants, the animals, none of them participate in the false matrix unless they've been captured and are being forced into the false matrix, like as lab animals or in zoos. But when we live in harmony with the earth, we live in harmony with our bodies. When we live in harmony, health is the byproduct. It's just natural. So I am sending out a message to start looking around. Are you in the false matrix, or are you living in harmony with the organic matrix, the divine mother, the divine father, the divine father, mother, God, the creation that is given to us so that we can thrive, so that we can live in joy on this planet? Let's plug back into the original matrix, the divine design of thriving, and let go of all of the stuff that is artificial and keeping us from the health that is natural and organic to each one of us. Hope this was helpful. I'm Lisa Warner. I'm the author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing. If you'd like to find out more, you can find me at connectingyoutoyou.com. Until next time, create for yourselves a great week. You're creators. You can do it. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Connecting You to You Radio. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with your friends. Are you ready to discover more about how simple healing your body can actually be when you do it from the higher wisdom of your soul? To learn more about what I do and how you can work with me, visit connectingyoutoyou.com and get on my mailing list to be the first to know about my latest offerings. If you'd like to interact with me on Facebook, please join my group, soul-sourced healing. Check the show notes below for these links and more. I hope to see you again next time on Connecting You to You Radio.